This Monday morning on Wake Up With Hope, we're making healthy and easy fruit kebabs with Gian Moses, and Dr. Nerida McKibben joins us for health news.
Plus, our friends from Voice of Prophecy will be sharing a devotional thought. Stay with us.
Happy April Monday morning. Thank you for joining us this morning at Wake Up With Hope.
Today is Take Down Tobacco National Day of Action. Tobacco use is the leading cause of various types of cancer, including lung cancer, mouth cancer, throat cancer, esophageal cancer, pancreatic cancer, and bladder cancer.
Wow. You know, tobacco use significantly increases the risk of heart disease, stroke, and other cardiovascular conditions. In fact, smoking can also lead to chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Mm-hmm. It could lead to emphysema, chronic bronchitis, and other respiratory conditions. Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, the number of people who smoke in America has been declining. Mm. Today is a great day to re-examine this habit. If you smoke, talk to your children about the dangers of smoking, or encourage someone else to quit.
That's right. And today, it's another day. It's called April Fool's Day.
Yeah, it's your favorite holiday.
Oh, my.
I think.
So watch out. Someone might pull a prank on you.
I'm ready to be pranked. I'll just put it that way.
However, the effects of smoking, which is no laughing matter, is not a prank. And we encourage you to cling to Jesus to overcome any addiction or any unhealthy habit that you may be dealing with. You know, and talking about April Fool's Day, just how did this day begin? Well, let's find out as we go back on what took place on this day in history.
On this day in history, in the year 1700, English pranksters engaged in practical jokes, sparking the tradition of April Fool's Day as we know it today. In Great Britain, the tradition spread during the 18th century, with people being sent on fake errands or having fake tails or kick me signs placed on their back.
You know, some of us may know someone who really goes out of their way to play a prank or a joke.
I do. I know you, and you do that.
That's true. You know, sometimes the preparation for these pranks are so elaborate that you can tell it certainly took time to do it. However, there is a greater preparation God wants us to accomplish. It's the preparation of our hearts. You know, friends, in Matthew 24, there are signs outlined that point to the coming of Jesus Christ. And though some of these things may have been happening for several years, none of us can deny the intensity with which these disasters and crime are increasing today. You know, it's true, Jesus is coming soon and longs for us to place all our effort possible and all our energy into preparation for His return, preparing to meet Him. So friends, if you long to be ready for His return, you know, our free Bible studies at hope.study are a great place to begin and to get to know Jesus in a personal way.
They sure are, friends. We hope you go to hope.study and look those studies up. Well, it's time to get in the kitchen with Gia and Moses and make healthy and easy fruit kebabs.
That's right. Is that cool?
Mm-hmm.
And the trick is we're going to use fruit, but we're also going to use marshmallows. And what we do is we put the marshmallow in the middle, which makes your kids, like you're saying, okay, you can have the marshmallow, but you've got to have the fruit on either end before you eat the marshmallow. Is that a good trick? And then they can have some fruit. Now, we've got little writing icing, like little writing icing. And we are going to use those to draw faces on some of the fruit and on the marshmallow. I keep poking myself with the sticks. Can you draw a funny face on yours? You want a pink one as well, so you've got two there to draw funny faces with. So we'll put the strawberry on first, all the way there for the fruit kebab. Then I'll probably put the marshmallow in the middle there. Melons. Melon balls, always love the melon balls, so sweet. This fruit is so sweet, kids love it. And we'll put a watermelon, and we'll put some honeydew, and why not have another strawberry, just a plain one at the end. Okay, So the kids have to eat all the fruit before they have the marshmallow. And what I'm going to do is draw some funny faces on the marshmallow. Moses has drawn a little yellow face there. So choose the fruit that you're going to put on it. You've got to put some strawberries and kiwi fruit as well. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use this one to draw a little face on it. Smiley face. So there you go. You've got eyes for the strawberries and their little mouth. You've got a smiley face and you can even, and it gives it a bit of sweetness because the icing sugar is sweet, which isn't overly healthy, but so much fun for parties and also a way to get kids to eat their fruit. So there we have it. There is your fruit skewer, and we are going to continue making some more fruit skewers. Join us. Do it for your kids. This is a good way to get them to eat their fruit. Are you excited to eat it now?
Yep.
Oh, he's going to finish it, but we'll see you next time with some more healthy recipes for you and your family.
We have more health news today as Dr. Nerida McKibben joins us to share important health tips we need to be aware of.
In the headlines today, Alzheimer's and sugar, coffee shrinks the brain, and high cholesterol, more dementia. High sugar intake may increase the risk for Alzheimer's disease and cognitive decline, according to new research. Over 830 participants in the Rush Memory and Aging Project who did not have Alzheimer's at baseline were evaluated over several years. Using dietary assessments, researchers analyzed the link between sugar intake and Alzheimer's disease. Cognition was assessed using a battery of 19 cognitive tests, and the results confirmed a correlation between a higher sugar intake and deteriorating memory and cognitive abilities, ultimately leading to the development of Alzheimer's disease. After being adjusted for lifestyle and genetic factors, participants with the highest sugar intake were found to have approximately a 95% higher chance of developing Alzheimer's. Moderate sugar intake did not have a significant impact, but don't take the risk. Reduce your sugar intake today so you can age well tomorrow. A study published in the journal Nutritional Neuroscience reports that a very high intake of coffee is associated with a smaller brain and substantially higher rates of dementia. The researchers studied the health data of 400,000 people aged between 37 and 73 residing in the UK. Of those studied, 18,000 had had an MRI scan of their brain. Researchers found that people who drank six or more cups of coffee a day had a 53% higher rate of dementia than those who drank 1 to 2 cups a day. They also found the more coffee consumed, the smaller the total brain volume. Dr. Kitty Pham, the lead author, warns that heavy coffee consumers may be putting themselves at risk of brain diseases such as dementia and stroke. The Lancet Healthy Longevity Journal has just published a study on the impact of LDL cholesterol in the middle age on the risk of Alzheimer's disease later in life. The study reviewed data from 1.8 million people in the UK and was led by Professor Iwagami of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. He points out that this large study dwarfs all previous studies and provides more precise results. The study found that a high LDL cholesterol under the age of 65 is associated with an increased risk of dementia more than 10 years later. The risk is 60% higher in those with LDL cholesterol levels above 200 milligrams per deciliter or 5 millimoles per liter, compared with those with half that level. So don't assume that dementia is a natural part of the aging process. There are so many things we can do, like keeping active, eating well, avoiding sugar, caffeine, and looking after our cardiovascular health in order to delay or even prevent the onset of dementia. I'm Dr. Nerida McKibben, and that's today's health news.
Music is an important part of worshiping God and one of our favorite parts of this program. And today we have more music to share with you as the Neblett family sings, "My Redeemer is Faithful and True."
As I look back on this road I've traveled, I see so many times he carried me through. If there's one thing that I've learned in my life, it's my Redeemer's faithful and true. My Redeemer's faithful and true. Everything he has said, he will do. And every morning, his mercies are new. My Redeemer is faithful and true.
My heart rejoices when I read the promise. There is a place that
Are you enjoying today's show? Well, I hope you are because it is the last one that's going to be airing. Did they tell you that?
No.
They didn't?
No.
April Fools!
Oh! Okay, right. I was wondering.
No, actually, we have many more to come. So inspire someone else and share with a friend. Or you can visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more inspiring content.
And search for us on YouTube to subscribe to our channel and keep up with us there.
In just a few moments, our friends from the Voice of Prophecy will join us to share today's devotional thought. Wake Up with Hope, who will be right back.
Pause for a second. Now ask yourself, when did you lose the sparkle in your eye? What has shaken up your faith? Where did you stop thriving? Is your heart afraid, angry, aching? Why did you stop talking? Do you think you're not heard? Is the silence too painful? Is the answer not what you ask for? Who deserves your trust? You? God? Others? No one? Now, who really gets it? For it is impossible to live without a certain degree of assurance. Trust is an imperative of life. We must trust, even if we doubt. Strange, isn't it? Yet, we do it all the time. For life is not always paved by certainty, confidence, and conviction. On the contrary, it is the thin layer of faith that keeps us moving. But sometimes we halt. Now pause for a second and ask yourself, What kind of reassurance do you need? The need for comforting, sympathy, and consolation is not a weakness. It is a human demand. God knows it and works through it. Let Him be the reassurance you need.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope, friends. We pray your day is starting off on the right foot as you bask in the love and peace found in Jesus.
And now we have our friends from Voice of Prophecy sharing this morning's devotional thought.
Are you struggling right now to know God's plan for your life? Perhaps you remember a time when you felt sure about what He wanted from you. But now, maybe you think it's too late for you. You've messed up. You've fallen too far from God. Well, if you're feeling that way, I'm here today to tell you that thinking is wrong. And there's a wonderful account in the Gospels that shows us that we are never beyond Jesus' reach. Well, one night on the Sea of Galilee, a storm blew across the waters. The disciples were terrified and they woke Jesus. He calmed the storm and He calmed His disciples' anxious hearts and minds. Well, early the next morning, they landed on the other side of the sea in the country of the Gerasenes. Now, as Jesus and the disciples stepped onto the shore, immediately a man rushed at them. The disciples, still weary from the storm the night before, they must have shrunk from him. You see, the man was naked and was clearly not in his right mind. He was homeless, living among the tombs by the seaside. And he was also an outlaw. He'd been bound by chains, but had managed to break them and go free. Likely, pieces of those chains still hung around his wrists and his neck. This wild man was dirty and blood-splattered. He cut himself with stones. His mind was tormented by the demons that possessed him. Now, the disciples may have tried to pull Jesus away from this violent, deranged man, but Jesus didn't shrink from him. This man had been taken over by an evil spirit. Jesus commanded the spirit to leave him at once. Luke chapter 8 tells us this. When he, the deranged man, saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him and said with a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For he, Jesus, was saying to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." Well, when the man cried out and fell before him, Jesus saw the man before the demons took over his life. He saw the cry for help. The demons hadn't won. There was still a man that he could save inside that blood-splattered shell. And Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" And he replied, "My name is Legion, for we are many." The man was possessed by not one, but many evil spirits. He knelt on the sandy shore before Jesus, and in the presence of God, the demons begged for their lives. They didn't dare to ask Jesus to let them stay inside the man, but spotting a herd of pigs, they begged to enter them instead. And glancing at the herd of 2,000 pigs, Jesus nodded, and he said to them, "Go." Now, with that command, the demons left the man to collapse on the sandy shore. And the pigs, terrified, they rushed down a steep bank and right into the lake. There, they sadly drowned. Now, the disciples and the pigs' herdsmen, they witnessed this entire scene. The disciples must have crept back toward Jesus and the newly calmed man. One of them gave him his tunic, another his cloak, and clothed the man sat up. He must have stared at the disciples and at Jesus as if coming out of a fog. His own mind, his intellect, and his emotions returned to him. Now, the swine herdsmen didn't stay to watch the man's transformation. Terrified at the loss of the pigs, they fled to town. telling everyone, soon a crowd rushed toward the seashore. They all knew about the deranged man. He was a menace. Yet now they witnessed him sitting, clothed, and in his right mind. And the townspeople, they were terrified. The herdsmen and the disciples told the gathering crowd about how Jesus had healed the man. But the townspeople weren't moved with compassion. They were afraid, afraid likely in the face of such a display of godly power that something might befall their flocks or even their families. And desperately afraid, they asked Jesus to leave. Well, Jesus agreed, and as he and the disciples climbed back into the boat, the now healed man clung to him. He didn't want to be separated from his Savior. He begged Jesus to take him with him, and Mark tells us what happened. And he, Jesus, did not permit him, but said to him, "Go home to your friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you." And he went away and began to proclaim in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him. And everyone marveled. You know, the healed demoniac wanted to be with Jesus. But Jesus had another plan for him. He sent him back to his friends and family with a mission to tell them exactly what had happened to him. The healed man became the first missionary to Decapolis. He hadn't sat with Jesus or heard his parables or his sermons, but he had a powerful message to share. His own body and mind were a testament to the fact that Jesus was Messiah and that he had the power to change lives. The man shared what each of us who are believers can share. He told the story of what he experienced and felt through the power of Christ. And later, when Jesus returned to Decapolis, he had a warm welcome. People thronged to hear his messages. The healed man's testimony had made a difference. So why did Jesus sail across the Sea of Galilee that morning? To find this man, a man burdened by the effects of sin and evil. Yet he wasn't out of reach for Jesus. He wasn't too far gone for him to use. And one of my favorite authors puts it this way, "And souls that have been degraded into instruments of Satan are still, through the power of Christ, transformed into messengers of righteousness and sent forth by the Son of God to tell what great things the Lord has done for you and has had compassion on you." Are you struggling to hear God's voice, his plan in your life? Well, it's never too late. Fall before him. He can see the woman or the man that you once were or want to be for the very first time. He has a plan for you. Well, Hope Channel family, let's pray together this morning. Dear Lord, thank you for this reminder of just how far you will go to save one of your children. Lord, just as you were not repelled by the man possessed by many demons, you're not repelled by us. Even when we're blood splattered, bound by chains and living in a fog, Lord, thank you for still having a plan for us. Amen. Well, naked and out of his right mind, the demoniac fell before Jesus. And in that moment, his life was transformed. Turn to Jesus. As long as you have breath, it's never too late for him to save you. While we at the Voice of Prophecy pray that you wake up with hope each and every day, thanks for starting your day with us.
Thank you for blessing us this morning.
And friends, thank you so much for being with us today and watching Wake Up With Hope.
Please join us tomorrow, friends, as Jesus 101 will be with us to share a morning devotional. We will have a dedicated prayer session and the incredible journey returns.
And if you enjoyed today's devotional thoughts and you would like to learn more about the Bible, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
Our free Bible studies are sure to be life-changing. Again, that's hope.study.
And before we go, we want to share with you a Bible promise. And today's Bible promise is found in Exodus chapter 14, verse 14.
It says, "The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." What a beautiful promise.
It is. You know that God will fight for you? All you need to do is surrender to Him and watch Him act. So whatever it is that you're facing today, friends, stand strong in the Lord. He promises to fight on your behalf.
We pray you enjoyed your time with us today. And from the bottom of our hearts, we wish you a happy Monday.
Let's pray together. Dear Father in heaven, today, Lord, we give you thanks. Thanks for your goodness and for your kindness. Thank you so much, Lord, that you are a real God. You're a God who wants to know us, and you want us to know you. You're not a joke. You're not a prank. You are the real thing. And today, Lord, we look for you and seek you with all our hearts until we find you as we walk with you and stay close to you each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.